Welcome back. So today I'm going to check out another beer from Drecker Brewing Company, Asteroid Joyride Double IPA. I did pay $5.29 for this. I do have other Drecker beers on the channel. If you're not subscribed, consider hitting that subscribe bell or subscribe button, then ringing the bell, and make sure you turn all notifications on. New videos out every day. This looked like an interesting one. I like their can art. It's got, if it all focus, there you go. Some cool can art on there. Going around. There you go. Yeah, cool stuff. So I think Drecker does this for most of them. I actually picked up, I think it was 6 new ones. So a lot of Drecker's coming. Malts, pale two-row, flaked, carafoam, split, and white wheat. four hops, Strata, Galaxy, Simcoe, Cairo, and then yeast, house IPA yeast. Drecker, I want some of your yeast. I wonder, I for the home brewing side, because I do home brewing, there's been so many times that I've wanted to keep the yeast. My issue is usually dry hopping beers kill the yeast. And I don't know the process. Do they get that yeast out before they dry hop? Do they pull some yeast off, or what do they do? Because I did work with Bell's. It was during COVID and they wouldn't come out, but they gave me two hearted. And I was supposed to, they were going to bring the yeast, Bell's house yeast that they use in Two Hearted. I think they use the yeast from Oberon. I could be wrong. But they were going to bring it out here, and I said, well, I'll make an Oberon and then just use that yeast. And they told me no, because I think Oberon still has a dry hop or something. No. We are going to make Oberon for Oberon Day. And I told them I would make a two-hearted because that's the yeast they use. And they said, no, because it's got dry hops, you're going to kill the yeast. But I made batches, those Frankenstein batches, that I just drain everything off, pour the next beer in, and those have tasted fine. But supposedly you're not supposed to use yeast that you dry hop, especially a big dry hop. So I don't know how they use it, if they just build it up, if they just keep on building it up, use some. Another starter in there and go. Okay, enough about that. Off-white colored head, a little yellow coming up through there. From that pour, almost a finger of head. Milky yellow in color. I'm going to say this is on the fruit side. Let's see if we can get this monster or the skeleton and the beer in there. There you go. Thumbnail. Yeah, looks good. I'm going to go on the fruit side. Usually that milky yellow, at least in my opinion, leans more towards fruit. But most of the hops nowadays, especially the ones that are used in here, kind of have both. So what are you going to smell? Whatever your palate is best at, that's probably what you're going to get. So let's go ahead and smell. Yeah, like a juicy tropical fruit, maybe more mango, pineapple than anything. I think most of these beers, that's what you get the most of. Maybe some grapefruit citrus. More grapefruity than anything. Maybe a little dank grapefruit, dank fruit in there. Candied grapefruit. Like there's some bitterness, like acidic bitterness, dankness. Coming from, I'm guessing, isn't it? Did I say Galaxy? Yeah. From the Galaxy hops, maybe something like that. Maybe a touch of berry. Like there's a Simcoe in there. But that could just be that sweetness playing off that fruit side, bringing that berry in there. Man, my chair. I need to tighten it. Yeah, I would say kind of a generic juicy fruit, but if I had to pick like a mango, pineapple, that's what I would pick. Then kind of a candied grapefruit citrus is what I get. Dankness, a little dankness in there. Let's go ahead and taste. I never said the ABV. I don't think the ABV is on here. No. At least if it is, I do not see it. I'm going to go, since I don't know it, I'm going to go 8.5. Check on tap. 8. Dang it. It's kind of thick. That dankness, I think, is a little overdone, like pithy dankness. Maybe if you took the middle part of a grapefruit and balled it up, that's like the grapefruit that I'm getting, like pithy, then yeah, you almost juiced fruit in the pith that comes out of there. Man, that's a lot of dankness. Especially in the back, like dank. I was gonna say tart, zesty grapefruit. It's overall, I would say it's more citrus in the taste. That grapefruit kind of hangs out there pretty much throughout the whole entire palate. A little bit of fruit up front, but it's like light fruit that's going away. Pretty good. For me, it's a little overdone in that dank bitterness. A little too much for what you're tasting, in my opinion. So I'd go 4 out of 5 on this one. I still think it's good. If you like that dankness, like, I can still taste it. I'm sure my face is showing it. It's a little too much. It needs to be toned down some for my liking. Yours could be different. You should try every single craft beer you can get your hands on. But overall, yeah, it's almost like it takes away the taste. It's so much in the back. Yeah, sweeter fruit up front for sure. 4 out of 5. Let's check on tap. One friend has checked it in, 4.2 out of 5. Almost 500 people have checked it in, 4.13 out of 5. Hoppy, tropical, juicy, hazy, sweet. Simcoe. Did I say Simcoe? I sure the heck did. Passion fruit and guava. Candied pineapple. Huh. So I had the candy in the wrong part. This also said orange and peach, and I almost said peach in the smell. But I said mango and pineapple. Okay. Yeah, pretty good. I don't know why you would use hazy and sweet. I think I would use bitter in this one for me. Let's hit the train wreck and look at everybody, since most people, holy cow, that's a ton of those. Since most people don't say anything, and I'm only going to look at two more. One, big bright passion fruit, pineapple, mango. Okay. I said dank. Okay. I didn't say passion fruit. But yeah, a solid one. Definitely one to pick up and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.